that's a cool mindset on that. Imagine the key is gonna be like a message in a bottle or something. This will give you the map to the relevant location.
I got a DM.
Whoa! That's new. Where are you?
I'm inside the tavern.
He's got it again.
I hear something.
Look!
What do we see?
Look at the ground.
Oh, it's right here. Oh, this is it.
Welcome to Lanho, a Sea of Thieves podcast. I am your host, Michael, for a special bonus episode. So, the reason why we're coming on is there's been a lot happening in Sea of Thieves, and especially yesterday when we saw out in the open on a live stream what we all probably think is our first pirate legend. You know, of course, not everyone streams, so it's possible people have gone there already, but a streamer on Twitch named Prodigy has shown us exactly what that means. And now there's been a lot of controversy about how we got there. And a lot of people don't really care, or people do care and support what he's doing. And a lot of people kind of care and don't like what he's doing. And there's been a lot of just... the controversy has been covered online on some websites, as well, of course, as you can imagine, on Reddit, with the hashtag NotMyPirateLegend has been kind of trending around. And so there's kind of two parts to this story. There's the first about how Prodigy got to where he was, and then second is what that endgame looks like. So Prodigy, along with a handful of other streamers, got to give a shout out to Eddie Monster and his crew with Dan, Ash Bacon, Gethalion's kind of been there or not, especially a sniper named G, who's grinding it out. As of today, Friday, he's like 50, 45, 42 or something like that, which is incredible and is really been fun to watch. So now Prodigy was also one of those who's been grinding it out, but I think about halfway, maybe in the 20s or the 30s, I'm not really sure exactly. You can always reach us at landhopod@gmail.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook to, if you have some feedback about that. But essentially, I think a viewer of his, and he has like a mid-sized community. It's not crazy big, but it's not necessarily small. He does have a dedicated fan base, whether you like it or not, he does. And they gave him the idea of, hey, we're all going to be grinding for you, and essentially... you can join our game when we're done. We have like a ton of chests, ton of skulls, and like gold chickens and whatnot. And just join our game, collect it, go on to the next crew who's grinded it out, and then collect their stuff and just keep going. And he's got a bunch of crews going at once in his community. And he would just go in, like a team would like raid a skull fort, come back and say, hey, like, Prodigy, join our game. They would invite him. He would come in, just collect the stuff, go on to the next one. And that's essentially in a nutshell what he did. Pretty much all the way up to 50. So I would say at least half of his quest to becoming a pirate legend consisted of what people are calling as like boosting. And, you know, I'm not sure if that's what necessarily you would be calling it. And it's not like he just to have all perspectives is he didn't do any, let's say, like hacking or aimbots or whatever, whatnot. This is technically within the realm, within the rules of the game. Now, whether it's like ethical or like in the spirit of the game, that's also very debatable. And I think Brian and I will definitely debate it next week on the regular weekly episode. But that's sort of how we got to being Pirate Legend, without really grinding out the voyages, having his community. And here's Prodigy's side is, hey, it's a community effort. I don't necessarily want the fame for being a pirate legend. We just all want to know what happens. So whatever way of doing that, like, we just want to know right now. Like, I can't wait another week. Like, we all need to know. And at least that's what he's said, whether you believe it or not. I'm just presenting his point of view. And on the other point of view is, hey man, like, there's a bunch of people just grinding it the heck out right now. And they're doing it like within the quote unquote, like the spirit of the game. And the like, and Prodigy gave some of them a shout out, but that's kind of the other perspective. And You know, there's people on both sides of the argument. I'm just trying to present both sides. You can make the determination yourself. I'd rather not inflict my opinions quite yet. I'm still kind of thinking about it. We're thinking about reaching out to Prodigy for comments. We're not really sure yet, possibly having him on the show. We're going to try to reach out to other streamers who are grinding it out and kind of just asking them some questions. But essentially, that's sort of what happened. And then the craziest part, Thursday morning Pacific time, he got to 50s. And it probably took him and his crew a couple hours to figure out what to do with, because once you hit 50s, it's not like the game just automatically changes and whatnot. Like, it still feels like the same game. What happened was, is that he got his outfits, the legendary pirate outfit, which is sort of this gold prince looking thing. He put it all on. And then the stranger that you talk to in the tavern, who tells you, like, if you're in the fives to talk to when you're in the tens and whatnot, gave him a riddle. And they couldn't really exactly figure out the riddle, which made a lot of people even more upset because it didn't really seem very complicated. Now, granted, he had, I think, like 10,000 people watching him, and normally he has like maybe a couple hundred, if even. So I think just in the moment, there was just a lot going on with him, but it was still pretty appalling and pretty cringeworthy just watching him try to figure it out. Like, literally all he had to do was stay in the tavern and play the special song, but instead he couldn't figure that out. They sailed to like S16 on the map, which is like, I think, the middle of the map, and like dove down, like went through shipwrecks and whatnot, like this cave, and like nothing happened. It was like a 2-hour process watching him try to figure it out, even though all he had to do was stay in the tavern, have this outfit, and then he plays this special song. He couldn't figure that out. Finally, after a couple hours, he did figure it out. And, you know, he got access to the legendary tavern, which is within the tavern. And now, the next part of the controversy, which is getting talked about, but right now the attention is focused on Prodigy's methods to becoming Pirate Legend, but is now that we've seen what Pirate Legend is, what you do, there is more stuff we need to figure out. So he gets into Legendary Tavern. He sees like this broken ship. I think there's like 2 broken ships. There's like special outfits you can buy, and there's legendary voyages. Now, he didn't really spend that much time in the legendary voyage in the legendary tavern, in my opinion. I think that he didn't really, just from my perspective, it just didn't really seem like he just went through all the crux, tried different things, because he didn't really find the legendary ship. And I'm not sure if that's something that Rare hasn't put into the game, or like he needs to like level up for his legendary faction or not. I'm not quite sure, but essentially what he'd do is he would grab a legendary voyage, he would come out of the legendary tavern, go to the normal ship that anyone comes to, he puts down the voyage, everyone votes for it. And by the way, if you're a non-pirate legend, you can go, he can lead you into the tavern, which he's been doing with his community, with all of his community members who helped him get there. And then he put it down, and essentially what happens when you put down a legendary voyage is that your whole wheel of maps completely fills up, and it's just like 3 gold, like 4 merchant, and like 3 order of souls. So it's basically a combination of all of them. Now, you do get to find legendary chests with that, and it's a little bit more, from what I've seen, is that it's more difficult. But the issue is that all a legendary voyage is essentially is just more of the same, just a little bit harder, and it just looks grindier. I mean, I like the short voyages because it feels like you get more done, even like 2 mini voyages and like 1 like medium to longer voyage. It feels more like you're accomplishing more on many shorter voyages than like a few like longer voyages. And it basically just seems like legendary voyages are just longer voyages of a combination of all 3. And so That is really concerning to me, and I think it's something that we need to talk about. It's something that Rare has not really discussed much, and I think the reason, the obvious reason is, like, they want it to be a surprise, and they don't necessarily, like, want you to figure it out for yourself. But now that we've all seen it, I think we deserve something from Rare, whether it's, like, some teasers of, like, planned content in the future, or just something about the Legendary Voyages. Like, is there something missing? Like, because he put the Legendary Voyage on a normal ship, does that mean it's not, like, a true Legendary Voyage? Or when you get the special ship, then you get some cool type voyages, like puzzle breaking, more so than, like, the riddles. I'm talking about, like, legit puzzle breaking from, like, movies and stuff, like National Treasure. So this is all stuff that we need to figure out together. Of course, I think when in the next week, we're going to see more Pirate Legends. We're going to see more streamers kind of talk about, like, what they're seeing in the Legendary Tavern. For me, I don't like this game is not meant to be grinded out like these streamers are doing. Like, I think it's really fun to watch. I think it's amazing, and it's rare to see some type of, like, just spectacle. It's been amazing to watch. Like, it doesn't happen that much in gaming, so it's awesome. But, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, the point of the game is not to grind it out. Like, it's going to take you months. It's going to take you a few months, and I think, I'm just guessing 75% of Sea of Thieves gamers are not going to ever become Pirate Legend. That's my prediction. And obviously that's something that, like, we're not going to know for sure, but that's just my opinion, just because it's going to take so long to get there. Which is a good thing or a bad thing, right? Like, it gives you a lot to shoot for, and it gives you a longevity of the game. Yet, like, it is, like, repetitive. And then when you become Pirate Legend, it's like, okay, you get this dope outfit. You get some cool legendary outfits when you keep leveling up your legendary, like, faction and whatnot. But is that what's going to keep people in the game? Like, if we're just kind of doing more of the same? I know Rare says that they're going to try to do more live events and such, but it still is very worrisome. And I really hope that Rare has something planned to tell us. Otherwise, when the Game Pass trials end, I'm assuming most people did it on that first Tuesday that the game came out on the 20th. This coming Tuesday is the last day of Game Pass for those trials. Obviously, most of those will probably convert to subscriptions because people forget. And I guess that's probably what Microsoft is hoping for. But we're going to see a huge drop-off. I mean, Rare did announce that over, like, 1 or 2 million people have played the game. It's, like, like the biggest in history of, like, Microsoft first parties and IP, new IPs. But we're going to see that drop off, and I'm sure that number includes Game Pass users. So I would just take that with a grain of salt. And like I've said on previous episodes, we are 100% rooting for the game. And I personally, despite the issues, like, I'm having a lot of fun in the game. I still love logging on. Like, I don't think I've played another game since launch. It's just, like, really fun to jump into. It's kind of hard during the week to play just because you have to really commit a couple hours. It's a real time sucker, that's for sure. It really sucks up time. But that's kind of, like, what happened. And the point of this episode is to just brief you on, like, what happened if you haven't been catching up. And it's something that Brian and I will be discussing further in depth over the weekend. You can definitely see videos of it online on IGN. They have video. I think Kotaku as well. But a lot of controversy for a game, and I think a lot of us can agree, like, first of all, being the first Pirate Legend, there's no cash prize. There's nothing like that. Like, it's possible, like, Rare wanted to put the first Pirate Legend, like, some type of, like, monument in the game, because Rare has put, like, special Easter eggs in the game, and maybe there will be one for Prodigy. I really don't know, and it's not going to stop me from playing the game. It's obviously kind of frustrating, I'm sure, for, like, the people who were trying to be the first, and being the first for this is, like, it's pride, and it's something to be remembered, and Prodigy for sure will be remembered. That's that's for sure, whether for good or for bad. He's definitely going to improve his Twitch viewership, I'm guessing. But, I mean, watching his stream again today on Friday, like, he's receiving a lot of hate, but some praise as well from his community. And a lot of people just don't care, and that's cool. It's just something to be aware of if you're really into the Sea of Thieves game, the Sea of Thieves community. I know I am. So anything that happens with any aspect of the game where it comes to the streams, even stuff that doesn't affect the necessarily the gameplay, but like the mentality and the culture surrounding the game, we're going to talk about it. We want to make sure that you know about it. And it just makes the Sea of Thieves experience just that much more special. And it's interesting to see kind of like what happens, how some people take the game. Who knows if it's something that Rare foresaw? We're not really sure, but it's something to keep in mind in for the game. And one thing I thought of as well is, I think when in the next couple weeks, when we see more and more Pirate Legends in the Discord Sea of Thieves community, there is a special list. So it's like, well, the people from Rare, there's everyone else, and then there's Legend tab. So like all the people who are Legend, you'll see on the right sidebar, and it just says Prodigy there. I'm guessing that list is going to grow a lot in the next couple weeks, and I'm hoping that those legendary pirates are like, hey, like, I'm willing to take three non-legends and like, let's go on legendary voyages. And I believe, I haven't tested this for myself, but I believe that if you do legendary voyages and grind those out, you're going to progress further in the game. And I do kind of think that Rare wanted this, wants something like this to happen, where legends like volunteer to like take non-pirate legends through the voyages, so that like people like me or regular players can progress faster in the game, and we can all kind of be pirate legends. Though maybe that makes it less special to be pirate legend, I don't know, but I'm just hoping that's sort of like a community effort that happens. I know I've, you know, played with some people in the Discord just randomly. It's something I normally don't do, but I actually have had a really great time, and I think the community is really awesome, and I'm hoping that that's something that happens, so that, you know, I don't have to pour like 150 hours in the game just to get to the quote-unquote end game. And the quote-unquote end game right now doesn't seem like that much more. There is some cool stuff in it, 100%. But if it's more of the same, it's going to be tough to get more people to want to become Pirate Legend, I think. And I think we're going to see a huge drop-off next week. I hope not. I'm still going to play the game, and I really want to be Pirate Legend, of course. I am doing this podcast, but we're going to have to see. And I'm curious to hear what you all think. And thank you so much for the reviews, the support that we're getting so far. We're getting a great amount of listeners, more than I realized. And I really appreciate those who have like spread the word and such. We're trying to be, we want to be opinionated. We want to be there with the community. No matter what happens, we're rooting for it. We want to give that feedback to the developers and stuff through this means. And give our honest feedback, not biased whatsoever. Thank you so much for listening. We're now on Spotify. We're across all the platforms, Google, Stitcher, Apple. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Really curious to see what you all think. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week with our regular weekly talk. Have a wonderful weekend.